So Robert is going to talk about a web-based management system for LDAP data in connection with somebody
promise.
Please welcome Robert Meiners.
Okay, thank you, sorry. Laptops and beamers are not only it works so I want. And we want to take the rest of time to make the presentation. I also want to do a live demo, but I think the time will not be enough now. So go on. Oh, this button. Okay. First, for them who don't know us about Gunikus and us, I want to show first Mr. Scheiter. Salah Scheiter is one of our Linux system engineers, especially for Linux since 2000, and one of the co-founders of Gunikus. And his special skills are Zomba projects and development, and he is also the developer of the GoPDC packet. Other skills are network and communication, so he's also developer at our FUX solution, and also well known at by storage and backup technology, and do a little bit of PHP development. Myself, I'm consultant, especially for Linux since 1999, and also co-founder of Gunikus. And my project skills are migration of server environments, for example, logical Zamba or NT domains to Zamba domains, and especially also clustering with high availability, and this mostly with Zamba, sometimes also with databases. And this area, storage and backup, is also one of my skills, which is needed for large file servers. And at least I'm working for groupware technology, especially for CoLab and virtualization technologies. The Gunikus company is an open source service provider with the focus of independency. And we have done, meanwhile, some experiences in mission critical computing and migration of environments or integration Linux systems in heterogeneous environments. This is one point, also Zamba, you all know, I think. And we have also built up competence in IT security and very objective consulting. There's a note, our name, Gunikus, is from the King Penguin. It's Latin, Aptinidutus Pater Gunikus. So you think it's a great bird. At the moment, we have about 25 employees. Our headquarters is in Arnsberg, but we built up representatives in Berlin, Bonn, and at least at Munich, and the Linux project someone has heard about, I think, and built up some skills in technical and economical know-how and international projects. We have some projects done in USA, China, and across Europe. Now, we come to the main theme, a short introduction. Excuse me, I think you all know about Zamba, the file and print server. The actual version, Zamba 3, has some special functions which are very interesting. Direct printing support for CUPS services, the emulation of the NT domain style domain controller, and possibility by WinBind for the direct access to Active Directory, and the possibility to use an LDAP directory as database backend. These two points, emulation of the NT domain controller and the support of the LDAP backend, are the very interesting for us and for our customers. So we take a focus on this. The Open LDAP is, I think, also very well known, Open Directory services for managing of accounts and passwords, etc. It's a directory service, so it's optimized for very fast answering of requests, and he has also the possibility to do replication to many slaves, and he has open interfaces and the possibility to extend the schema files. We use this mostly as for the management of the accounts. For Zamba and for other systems like mail servers, etc., because it provides a directory function to customers which are now in the situation that they need a directory service but they don't want to use to migrate to Active Directory. And we are able to implement a single sign-on environment and to realize a centralized management. If you have, for example, a distributed server structure with much more than one Zamba server, you have mostly the problem to synchronize all the account data and passwords, etc. And this is a very good way to do this with OpenLDAP. So the combination of Zamba and LDAP is not very new, but it works very well. But I think it's not very comfortable for the daily administration because you have mostly complex configuration in the base. Mostly you have only a shell interface. Okay, sometimes this gives there existing some graphical front ends like GQ, but this could be very dangerous by use. The functions to migrate from existing NT domain to an LDAP directory service are not not very fine. So our idea of a solution is to combine a user-friendly platform with a platform-independent interface, supported by a framework for a comfortable administration. So the first point, we took our existing web interface, GOSA, it's a GONICO system administrator. Someone may know about it. It's a web front end with the LDAP backend, and we add on by development of the GoPTC the functionality to administrate the Zamba server and accounts with GOSA. So GOSA, I told you already, is a web front end written in PHP. It has a modular structure with different plugins for such more functionation of instead of only no Zamba. This is a point I want to show live, but I'm not able now. We have plugins, for example, for Zamba. We have plugins for mail. We have plugins for groupware systems like OpenGroupware or CoLab. We have the possibility to manage proxy accounts, FTP accounts. We can manage phones, for example, integrated with the voice over IP solution, etc. So we have a great pool of plugins. Some of them are not developed by us. We have, meanwhile, some co-developer international. And by default, we use the OpenLDAP backend, but already we have realized one or two configurations with other LDAP servers than OpenLDAP, but we provide by default the OpenLDAP. It is an easy to use front end for administrators, like the name told you, but also for users. That means you can log in as a user and you will get a view with less functionality, only allowed for the user. And this makes possible that the users could administrate some parameters by themselves. Typical topics are to change their password or, for example, by a mail servers to set a location message. We are also able to manage different LDAP trees with this. So if you have a very large structure with in partly separated LDAP trees, you can select them at the login and have a totally separate LDAP tree to manage. We are also able to manage ACLs we have provided this to the group management. So there we are able to set up rights exceed to the groups. I told this already, for example, users. This would be a group, users. All users in this group are able to change their password or change their location message or if the forwarding message. But you are able to set up every atomic point of the LLAP attributes right to manage. The Gozo is developed since 2001. Meanwhile, we are at the version which is called Gozo 2. And as a matter of course, our software is published on the terms of the general public license. The GoPDC, GoPDC add-on is a subset to manage the accesses between Zamba and LLAP. It's also written in PHP. This is also usable in shell with shell commandos and parameters. We think it's well documented. You have to enjoy this. The configuration is slightly easy by a simple XML file. And you can integrate it very easy to Zamba in the SMB conf. By the parameters where you are able to enter the command, for example, this command line to add user and so on. This I won't show this, I'm not able now. And this is also licensed under the GPL. You can download this for free at oss.gonikus.de. OSS is for open source software. Yeah, I'm schon fast durch. The central configuration is stored in this XML file. It's to find in a etc/gopdc.xml. This is one central point where you're able to configure the LLAP server with the IP address, port number, LLAP administrator, username and password. You're also able to configure which additional options you want to use, yeah, these are all points I want to show live to you. For example, we have one function for a postscript or afterscript, for example. We use this if you have running an NSCD daemon. So there is a need if you change data that the NSCD will be reloaded, for example. This could be an option that we could be inserted in the base of the XML file. Yeah. I'm sorry. I have everything prepared before since days, and now it lags on the interface. I'm very sorry about the live demo. This would be much finer. So can I answer any question? Yes, Jeremy?
Can you just look back up the URL on your website?
Yes. Not on the presentation. It's oss.gonikus.de. OSS is for open source software, .gonikus.de. There we're able to download everything of the free software we provide. This is the GoPDC. We have also packages for the Goza, the Goza GoNikus administration software, and also packages from SYN client software and the fax solution. Yes? Which one? GoPDC. No, GoPDC is only is a single package we provide mostly as a Debian package. And this is a subset of schema files, configuration files. and the GoPDC the GoPDC PHP file. You can enter it. It is you find it under user share GoPDC gopdc.php. And if you enter it, it will show help with the parameters, and there you are able to use it and shell to, for example, with --- add user or add group, add user to group, add machine, and remove user from group. These are functions of the GoPDC. You can use it directly also without the web interface.
Okay, and it does the same thing the SMBA LDAP tools do, I think. It's doing the same subset or... Thank you.
There's another tool to web administrate your LDAP tree. It's called LAM, LDAP Account Manager. You know this tool? And
no.
All right.
Sorry. But I already told you, Gozer is not only for Zamba administration. It has much more functionality in different ways and many plugins for already told you with for fax functionality, phone management, conference management with phones, additional address book functionization, and many more. Yes.
How does your tool interact with the other configuration files? Because you explained that you use this XML file. Is it unidirectional, or is this the master configuration file for synchronizing like a Samba conf file or other configuration information?
No, the Samba configuration will not be managed. This is a static file, and this hold only the parameters for the script. The urgents are, for example, the master LDAP server and the access data to the LDAP server. And we add a parameter, for example, a sleep time. We have seen the effect if you have more than one Zamba server and it's in a dependency. He has to provide his information to the master LDAP server. But we have locally run a slave LDAP server and have to wait to come the data back. If you don't wait, we'll get an error from Zamba. So we have parameter to wait 1, 2, 3, 5, 4 seconds integrated in this. This is only configuration for this function. It will not change any Zamba configuration.
Do you have any means of delegating user administration within a domain so that maybe I can delegate administration for a group of users to special people, or is it just like the NT user manager for domains that I can either administrate the whole domain or none of it?
I hope I will understand right. You have the ability to set up the rights. In Zamba environment, we use three main groups. One of this is a so-called domain admins. This group has the ability to manage the Zamba environment or the users. And the users, or the members of this group are able to manage this. For example, domain admins members are able to make a workstation into a domain.
So there's no...
Yeah, this is developer.
Okay, for Gozer, you have the choice to partition your LDAP tree and to assign different rights to different groups to these partitions, or we call them departments. Let's say you have a department IT management, which is handled by three or four people. They need to be in a special group with ACLs assigned, and they can only manage this subtree in the LDAP. It's completely, it's not using directory RCEs, because every LDAP server uses its own schema. This is simply not manageable, so we have our own system for this.
We are off time now.
Yeah. So,
so thank you, and well, sorry for the inconvenience and technical problems. I'm pretty sure everyone in this room knows the situation, so this happens.
Very evil. Thank you very much.